Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming crazy sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey. Hey, hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is why I love movies.
Not yet. Coming to you once again, and it's been way too long, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yes, we're back at Helium. It's a gas, gas, gas on Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. And you know what I say when I'm in this town? Give me liberty or give me name tags. What do you guys got? I see some donuts here on the front table from Federal Donuts. Are you the guy, the doorman is not familiar with the podcast, and he said, "What's with the donuts?" And I said, "Why? What happened?" He goes, "Well, a guy was trying to bring in donuts." And I said, "He couldn't." He said, "But we're going to throw them." And the doorman was like, "Yeah, that's even worse." But then I explained to him, "No, you bring them and I throw them at you. And it's all a thing." And I saw your name tag on Twitter today. It's Eric Vice. And just spin it around and show everybody the artwork you did there. That is a nice poster. And it's got really big bottles on it of stuff. Some Tito's, and what's that one?
That's actually club soda.
It's club soda. Yeah, you brought me the fucking soda water with my Tito's. But you're right, your name tag is making all of the vodka and the soda water glow in a way that makes me think I should no longer put that stuff in my body. All right, we got lots of front row ones here. We got Queen of the Galaxy. Your name's Queen?
Barbara.
What? What's your name?
Brenna Barbara.
Oh, it's like instead of Barbarella, you made it?
Yeah, Brenna Barbara.
Brenna Barbara. Yeah. Queen of the Galaxy.
Exactly.
Now I get it. But check out this one over here, the Sandy Lot. Got it right away. Her name's Sandy. She took the movie Sandlot, jammed a Y in there, and called it a day. John in 60 Seconds sounds like it's about a guy with diarrhea. or a terrible lover. I mean, it's not that bad. The Mikey Ducks, I like that. Yeah, it's me as Emilio Estevez is a really good look. Romina Holiday. You took Roman Holiday and added letters. Your name is Romina.
Yeah.
Your name's not Roman. So you had to add letters. Yeah. Yeah, it is cute. Are we gonna fight? What's this Texas Chainsaw Massacre back there? It's all lit up.
The Tex-Steph
Chainsaw Massacre. And then, of course, in the front row, we have the Born Ulta Micah. And you replaced Matt Damon in the Born franchise with Jeff Tate, which is, yeah, show everybody. That's Jeff Tate on there. He couldn't, yeah, the shirt's cool too. He couldn't be here today because I'm tired of people chanting his name. I mean, I'm sure he's available. Great job, everybody. Thank you for bringing so many awesome name tags like you always do. Doug plugs, tomorrow night, that's Thursday, October 11th. It's probably too late for people to hear it and come out, but I was going to say it anyway. I'm doing. You guys could commute, I mean, road trip. I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Washington, D.C. at 9:45 p.m., and then I'm doing a Doug Loves Movies on Sunday, but that is already sold the fuck out. Yeah. Then Doug Loves Movies is going to be off for a couple weeks after that, but we'll be back with a taping on Halloween evening at the Punchline in San Francisco. For all my scary dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. I mean, you guys know that you sound like you're all just in front of some cult leader. Yeah, some strange, you know, I'd be like that strange cult leader that has a pet eagle and walk around with it on my arm. I didn't get a caw out of you. Pointing is rude. Let's check out the prize bag, you guys, because, you know, I brought some stuff. I was recently in, where was I? According to this, Reno, Tahoe. So I brought you a copy of Getaway magazine. In case the riverboat casinos aren't close enough for you guys. I mean, there are some closer than Reno. Somebody gave me this somewhere, and let's see what company it's from. It's a t-shirt from a place called Terp House, and it says, Got Terps? Yeah, so try explaining that to your boss. That'll be a nice conversation on Casual Friday. A Doug Loves Movies sticker, and I swear I thought there was one other thing in here. I fucking lose it, or what? I smoked it, you're right. It was a fucking ounce of weed. I don't know what's going to happen when you get where you're going, but currently the policy at LAX is that you can fly with up to an ounce of weed. I am not kidding. So come visit, you guys. Just don't be sketchy when you get off the plane. Can you imagine being searched when you're just trying to leave the airport? You got so close to getting away with it. All right. Lots of other prizes for my guests, though. You guys won't be disappointed. And let's please give a big welcome to all of them. We've got Casey Boy, Tom Takkar, and Trey Gagnon.
Can't see shit up here.
Hot crowd.
Yeah.
Ooh, doggy.
hot crowd.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my guests are already excited about the federal donuts.
Love it.
Love sweet cakey shit.
Are the taxes really high on federal donuts? Do you have to pay federal donut income tax? Let's meet my guests individually. Starting with a gentleman directly to my left who I spent my morning with. It was great to wake up with you today. On WMMR. The Preston and Steve Show. It's Casey Boy.
All right. Let's see how many actual listeners we have out there in the crowd.
Oh, this is never a good idea.
No, we're gonna find out. There's a call and a response. Hey, bitches. All right, we got it.
Well,
that's how it starts with hey bitches.
Yeah.
What did they say back?
And then what did they say?
Yeah. What did they say?
Hey bitches.
Hey,
why'd you have them do it again? They're all screaming. I don't know what they're saying.
I thought you could hear it. No, they say hey what?
Hey what?
And that's an actual.
They were saying hey Mark, and I was like, who's Mark?
It's an old callback to my football playing days when the cheerleaders, they would have this this thing with the rival cheerleaders where they would say, hey, cheerleaders.
Hey, what?
Hey, cheerleaders.
Hey, what?
Said, let me see, get down.
No way.
Let me see, get down.
Okay.
D-O-W-N, and that's where we get down. Do you remember that at all?
Let me ask you this. How many times have you been on this show? Too many?
On to the next guy.
That's so funny you did that, because I think of you as like kind of a human cheerleader. Yeah. You're always full of energy, excited about everything.
Human cheerleader? What is the
what?
Alternative?
Say what? Say what, bitch?
Hey, what? No wonder
I don't know how this
dying.
Game works. No, I said, I know it doesn't make sense to say human cheerleader because cheerleaders are generally human. You're a robot who wishes he was a human cheerleader.
I didn't even catch it.
But yeah, but it's always fun to have you around and to come see you on your show. Can we call it your show, the Preston and Steve Show?
You cannot call it my show.
All right.
You cannot. I've been with them for 20 years, but you can't call it my
All
show.
All right, well, I'm sitting right there today, and you seem to be running everything. Those guys are just walking through it. They're just phoning it in, but Casey Boy's excited. He raises a finger when he has something he wants to say. They got a great system over there.
Thank you.
Because that many people in a room, there'd be so much talking over each other.
Well, that's why we raise
but
our hands.
They do this. It's so cute.
Yeah, you guys can't see that.
I didn't
on
do
your
it once today.
Here.
I was just, I'll fucking jump in when I'm ready. And then I didn't say much. But
I thought maybe you were under the influence, or I have no idea.
Yeah, smoking weed doesn't make me listen to people. But thank you for being here, as always.
Thank you, and
thank them, thank everybody on the show for having me yesterday and for this morning. But then, when you see them tomorrow, are you going to be crazy tired tomorrow?
No, I took a 20-minute nap today, so I'm good.
Perfect. Guess who else is here? It's Tom Takkar.
Hey. Woo, doggy. That's right. It's me, the cum dog millionaire. What? Thought I'd try something out. I don't know.
He thought that all day. What else did you come up with, and you settled on that one?
I truly only had that.
Okay.
You don't like it? Cum dog millionaire?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I think you only thought of the one because it wasn't that bad of a drive from New York today.
Yeah, it's too short.
It was too short to come up with anything else.
But I do appreciate them dropping my mic off of the building before I got here.
But you can still say the joke into it.
Yeah, God damn it, you're right.
So that the listeners can enjoy it.
Sorry. This is my first time on stage as the cum dog millionaire, so I'm really getting my sea legs.
You said it with such confidence. That was it seemed like at least the third or fourth time it had bombed.
Wow.
Sorry, man. You know I love you.
You don't have to apologize to me. What is this?
But yeah, all the microphones in comedy clubs have dents in them. You know that.
That's true.
Yeah, because we're always dropping them.
It's because we're killing it so hard. We got to throw these. Yeah. Chris Rock
we're
comes in here
like,
every night.
Those aggressive acts.
Let me get that. That's what I do.
Thank you. Yeah, you really are. You're like a you're like a human roadie. I'm liking this game, putting the word human in front of things that are always human.
It's like a human comedian over here.
Yeah. So Tom came from New York today, as we've already established, and because he's you can hear him mornings on Sirius XM satellite radio on the You Up with Nikki Glaser program.
That's correct. Hey, squirt, squirt. Hell yeah.
All not right, that's not as much as responding to What's Up, Bitches, or whatever that other thing was.
Yeah, sorry, hold on. We have one too. Hey, come sluts. No, I'm just kidding. That's not a real one. I would love if somebody was like, yeah, it's me. Sorry, are we allowed to curse on this
There's
show?
There's no reason. Don't shame them, Tom. Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, so you're on from
10
you're on
to
the
noon.
East Coast. You're on from 10 to noon.
That's right.
Yeah, and you guys listening elsewhere can figure out where you can check it out.
Yeah, I see.
And there's always like a free month subscription thing going on with SiriusXM.
Yeah,
right?
It's so cheap. It's way cheaper than I thought it was. It's like $13 a month or some shit. So get in there. Check out me and Nikki.
So what do you guys do? Because we have Nikki in studio next week. What do you guys do when you guys are out touring and not in the?
We only do Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you go.
This is their semantics of radio, you know? Just really getting in there right now.
Yeah,
it's entertaining.
She'll pop in from New York on Thursday afternoon, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And come see you Friday morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
The last time we had her in, we had a dildo racetrack that I had built. It's not even a lie. That I had built. The funny thing is I had to bring a dildo with me to Home Depot.
Wait.
And test it out there because I needed to see if it would work on this, I don't even know, like this tin roof thing.
You did this at Home Depot?
Yeah, I did this
and
at
Home Depot. Yeah. Sir, you're being a human pervert.
I'm just glad you didn't do it at the one where the equalizer works. Because I don't know if you saw that movie, but he murdered everybody.
He did. I think I would have been safe.
Home Depot, right?
So I build this dildo racetrack. We have dildo races with listeners. Surprisingly, a guy wins with his anal dildo. He won the whole thing. But then Nikki...
If it's his dildo, you don't have to be that specific.
Fair enough.
I put this dildo in my penis.
String.
So he asked Nikki if she perhaps, and jokingly asked her if she had one on her. She did. Because they have these personal device kits that they give you at hotels. Ladies, are you aware of this?
What?
Yeah. Well, the one that she stayed
Guys,
at.
Guys, take a breather. Ladies.
So she actually had one in her purse because it came in her hotel room. Yes.
I don't think hotel rooms give those out.
Was she pulling one of the rooms?
It's
right next to the Bible.
Was it the
I think you got
was, was it the hotel room hairdryer?
Anyway.
They always have those. Trey Gallion is here, everybody.
Fly, Eagles, fly, man. I love this dumb town. I do.
Do you think a lot of that warmth you just got was because of your, you know, having lived here in Philadelphia, or...
No, it's because I'm an asshole on the show sometimes.
And we really need that right now?
It's just, that's Philadelphia. I grew up here. I get it. Like, yeah.
All right. Well, next time I won't invite these nice guys. Get a couple other a-holes. We'll do a tournament of a-holes.
Oh.
We'll get Jacob.
Yeah. I love Sirov.
He's going to be so sad if he hears that I said that. When we almost did a year off of Sirov.
Yeah.
He was really happy that everybody voted for him to stay on the show. He really thought that he was universally hated.
Dude, he was sweating it. He brought it up
really
more
was.
Than one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to make him sweat it again this year. I'm doing it again this year. Yeah, and towards the end of December, that's my Christmas present to him. Is I'm going to say, let's vote again. Who wants a year off of Sirov?
He's fun.
Yeah. No, he totally is. And thank you for being here, Trey.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Thanks for coming in from... you're also in New York now.
Yeah, anything for Philly, though, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Trey would come to Philly if they opened up a new Wawa.
For real, that's the truth.
Yeah, and he would actually notice. Everyone else here probably wouldn't notice a new Wawa. Just be like, oh, more Wawa.
No, exactly. Yeah, it was suggested that I get the Wawa app for the points, and I was like, but I don't live here. And my friends are like, yeah, but you go so much while you're here that you're going to get some free shit for sure.
Yeah, someday.
It's like, yeah.
What do you guys let's start with Tom. What do you got for the prize bag, dude?
Oh baby, I got some stuff here. I brought half of an edible. I'm not saying what's in that edible, but it might rhyme with Scarawana. That's my spooky name. It's almost Halloween.
But also, when is something ever referred to as an edible that doesn't have weed in it?
That's a good point. I actually was...
I brought you an edible from Burger King. Oh, you mean you brought me some fries?
I legit the other
day... Yeah, they're edibles.
I legit the other day, like... I wanted something to eat that wasn't like an edible because I was trying not to be high, but I don't like having like snacks around when I'm high. And I was like, man, I wish they made edibles that didn't have weed in them. Like I invented O'Doul's of edibles. All right.
You mean just get some gummy bears?
Yeah. I brought a couple things here. I brought a t-shirt from Bumping Mics, which is Dave Attell and Jeff Ross's show coming to
Neat.
Netflix. I brought some books that I got on the radio. This is Maeve Higgins' Maeve in America. That's a good one. And then Amber Tamblyn's book called Any Man, about a lady who rapes men. Ooh.
Yeah, I heard you struggling through that conversation on your show.
And what else? Oh, I have a koozie for my podcast, Stand By Your Band, where we have comics defend music that sucks, and it's a good time. And a bag from Latino USA, my girlfriend's radio show. Hell yeah!
Damn. Yeah, there's almost as many of those as there were Squirt Nation.
We only have Latino listeners. That's part of the rule of our show.
Pass it on down.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for bringing all that.
Of course.
What do you got, Trey?
I've got the Creep Records Phillies.
Does it t-shirt. Seem like your mic isn't working now?
You want to hold it for me?
Yeah?
No, no. I mean, I feel like it's dead, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can't hear it out there at all?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's Trey, that's how loud you are, is you thought your mic was working.
It happens when
we can always share one.
All right, we got it. What's happening, Casey?
Oh, I'm going to fix this shit.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah, I got this. Oh, hey, that is better. Holy shit.
No,
I can hear me.
You have his mic.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
All right, well, let's. Since Trey is borrowing a mic for now, but I really would like him to have his own.
Yeah, I would too.
If that's possible. But tell us what you brought for the prize bag.
And then a Grav Labs dugout for you guys.
Oh, that's some high tech looking shit.
Yeah,
right,
it's
there.
Got the window on the side so you can see how much weed or whatever you put in there left. I mean, I don't know.
What else would you put in there?
I mean, whatever. And if you're in a state where it's not legal, you know, then you have to put tobacco in there or whatever they make you do in those lame states.
Yeah, they make you, in places where weed's illegal, they make you smoke tobacco.
Yeah. That's how they get you hooked, right?
Wait, you brought,
what
you,
am I missing something?
Trey, you brought a bag.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just handed me the bag and the
item.
And
then I took it out. And then...
Okay, so seriously, there was a cordless microphone. Can you just bring us that? Oh, it's coming. Probably.
Oh, or... They're mad at us.
Here we go.
Yeah, or we'll just get some terrible feedback. I mean, okay.
Right. Thanks,
Dig. No, he said he needs two seconds to get it good to go. In that during that time, let's all kneel. We don't have time for the anthem. Just a quick kneel. Okay, good to go.
All right. Turn it on now, Trey.
Turn it on.
Oh.
See?
I like the way
this is why
it.
I didn't.
Oh, here we go.
We're seeing all the reasons I didn't want a cordless mic
right.
in the first place.
Yeah.
And now your mic.
Mine isn't working.
Hey, I shorted everybody's out. What's up, bitches? Trey takes over the show. This is not going to go well. There we go. Should I just...
When you introduce a cordless amongst corded ones, then there's that feedback sound and everything. So I was right about not wanting to have it, but now we're stuck with it because four corded mics was too hard to pull off. It's been a long time since I've been here, but we've never had technical problems here before.
You want me to go to the green room?
I'm blaming you, Trey.
That's fine. I'll take the heat.
No, but I don't know. Now what do we do? I guess you guys always wanted to share microphones.
Yeah.
So I guess we're back to that plan. Because I don't really think... I doubt that people that manage the club really don't have a total handle on how the sound works. Yep. And then the guy we hired to come in
too?
And record the show doesn't want to touch the Helium's equipment.
Huh.
What? You'll touch it?
Are you non-union?
You'll just go...
I'm just trying to cover your ass, Doug.
I don't know what... I didn't think my ass was out, but thanks. Okay. So, thank you. But so I guess that's the decision. You
just
guys will share
through.
A mic.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I see somebody with a cord.
Uh oh. Something's happening.
Yeah. He. Did you say his
name is
Nick?
Somebody's just hanging themselves. All right, so I was going to ask you a question, Tom.
What's that?
Oh, wait.
No.
Give him the mic. Prize bag, Casey.
All right, prize bag.
All right, we're back on track.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start with the good stuff. We got a Pierre Robert bobblehead. We have our very own Preston and Steve Dunkin' Donuts coffee travel mug.
Could be used as a flashlight.
Could be used as a flashlight.
Did you get that at a hotel?
Try it, Tom.
I believe I have two of these things.
I'm glad you had a microphone when you thought of that.
This is a movie podcast, so I have a lighter from the movie Mile 22. It's got a can opener on it, so you can light birthday candles with it and open cans of V8 if you want.
How come you didn't tell us the things we could do with the other items?
Mile 22? Is that the 14th sequel to 8 Mile?
Good math there. Good math. Preston and Steve t-shirt.
Yay.
Oh, and now the great stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Damn. Do you remember how much you enjoyed that first Death Race movie?
Yep.
Well, we got, I think, the second one. I don't know. Danny Glover's in it, and so is Danny Trejo.
Death Race Beyond Anarchy.
It's unrated and unhinged.
Yeah. It's fucking warning labels. You have to... You always have to warn everybody about everything. Like, you can't just be unhinged and not have to.
All right. So, if you have ever played the Kevin Bacon game, you can have these three actors that you don't know who they are. It links right up to him with this movie called The Darkness. It's from the producers of The Purge and Insidious. And it's funny that I said The Purge, because I also have...
Oh.
The First Purge, A Nation Reborn, on Blu-ray.
Right, which is so... I call the very first Purge they made the first Purge.
So it's actually the fourth Purge.
Yeah.
It's so confusing now.
Is it the fourth? There were three Purges? It is the fourth. I'm a sucker for them. I'm a sucker for all of them, even when, like, their cheerleaders are out in the streets going, "We're gonna purge."
That, like, happens?
Oh, my
that
God.
That happens in one of them?
Yeah, in all of them. You have, like, these purge cheers. We're like, purge one, purge two. Have you seen it? It's ridiculous, but I'm a sucker for it.
Well, you should check out Bring It On.
They have human cheerleaders in that movie.
That was amazing. A radio guy actually gave up the mic.
Oh. Wait, what is the Kevin Bacon game? Is that where you go invisible and spy on naked women, or is that...
Are there accusations I don't know about?
Yeah, he was invisible in real life.
He's from
I
here, you know.
I feel Kevin Bacon's presence in a room. I say, he's in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Philly, so that's why I brought that movie up.
Oh, I see. It's a Philly thing.
Okay.
Nothing to do with it, just sitting around the studio.
But then you said you play the Kevin Bacon game.
You don't know that game?
No, what is that? Is that the Six Degrees
of Kevin? Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Okay, my bad, all right.
The cool kids call it the Kevin Bacon game.
I see, okay.
Giving it up again, here you go.
Thanks, man. I made you a little self-conscious about it now, huh? Grab it at any time. It's not like I'm going to be saying anything fucking useful.
Yeah, just reach back and give a little test every once in a while, because you know there might be a miracle. It might just start working again. You know how microphones are. See, like that, it doesn't work, and then you go like that, and it should work, like a garden hose. All right, I gotta ask you guys a question.
Yo, is it we'll start.
It is hot up here.
Yeah, it's warm.
Yeah.
Not
just me. Right.
They lost their air conditioning license. No, I saw this huge fan up on stage, and I was like, "Hey, I've never noticed that here before. Why would anybody need that?" And they're like, "It gets hot in the summer." So thank God October 11th is only a day away. Summer will be officially over in Philadelphia tomorrow. And that show, It's Always Sunny, can suck it! That title is a lie! Tom Tokar, what was the last movie you saw?
Ooh, I wanted to see that new Venmo movie, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. But I did see To All the Boys I've Loved. Have you seen it? Yeah, you liked it? It's weird. Have you seen that, Doug?
No,
it's a Netflix movie.
It's on Netflix?
It's like a rom-com, but I didn't realize it was like a kid rom-com. Like, it's like, I always feel weird watching shit like that, where it's like, when the little baby's gonna kiss each other. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I always think that when I watch, like, Boy Meets World. Somebody wrote that, like, they're like, yeah, touch Topanga's leg. It's like, oh, that seems weird to me. I don't know. And then when they...
Wait, so this movie that made you feel weird, you watched all of it?
Of course. Well, you know, you watch the first 10 minutes and then you're done jerking off and you finish the rest of it later, but...
You made yourself feel weird. You made yourself feel weird.
You know what? Give Casey your microphone. So do you know any of the actors in it, or is it all just young people you're not familiar with?
There's like this one hot guy, I can't remember his name. Do you know?
Noah?
Noah, he's got a hot guy name. I don't know. No, it's not that. Yeah, he plays. No, yeah, one of the SARS guards plays a 14-year-old. It's a real stretch.
Oh. So, you know what? I was thinking of that Mets pitcher. What's his name? Like Syndergaarden? Okay, yeah, my bad.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a young boy. Yeah, no, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, let's edit that till it sounded good.
do you think any of these adults that are here tonight would enjoy this movie?
Would you say yes?
She likes it. She's screaming Noah Santino.
She's my only person in this crowd.
Yeah, you are killing with her.
She likes Latino people. She said squirt or something. Oh, well, so you're biased then. No. No, I really thought the rest of you guys would cheer for Latino people, but I guess we are in Philadelphia, so I don't know why. So I'm just kidding. Oh, come on.
I'll stab him first. Yeah, then you guys do whatever.
What was the last movie you saw, Trey?
Oh, I saw Mandy, the Nick Cage one.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That feels like it's something you would enjoy.
I enjoyed it a lot. You get done. It's emotional, dude. First part is really like an acid trip, and to the point where you're like, I really want this to be over soon-ish. And then it took me that close to the edge, and then it got good. And then it was like, oh, here's the fucking revenge part. Yeah, it was awesome. But it's a ride. I mean, be prepared to sweat a little during that one, you guys. Breathe heavy. Yeah.
Are you filibustering about this? Can I say something?
Yes.
I didn't care for it.
Not surprised.
But I did like Nicolas Cage's joke at the beginning, and I'd like to recreate it now. Give the mic. Casey could play the other part. You haven't seen Mandy, have you?
I have not. I don't even know what it's about.
Well, it's about this joke to me. Because Nicolas Cage comes home to his wife, Mandy, and he says to her, knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm the wife, right?
No.
Wait, so you have seen the movie. Okay. All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada who?
Eric Estrada from Chips. This is the second show I've told that on, and I'm going to say it every time that movie comes up. And the listeners are going to be so sick of it. But did everybody laugh when he said that, when you saw it?
Oh, no, I did, though.
People lost their minds in the theater I saw it in.
Yeah, I saw it in Brooklyn, so it was a sparse reaction.
And then there are a lot of great Nicolas Cage moments. I mean, he's really
for sure.
committed.
No, yeah,
and should be.
Right, after the act happens, when the revenge starts,
saying that...
Well, I don't think that's spoiling anything, right?
It is if you're sitting through the part where the revenge hasn't started yet. You guys, if you fast forward, there's no spoilers in what Trey said.
I don't know what this movie is about, but I'm assuming Mandy dies at some point.
Hey, let's not get crazy with assumed spoilers.
All right, I'll assume she lives.
Yeah. Is it on? Where can I find this? Do I got to go to a movie theater for that?
Yeah.
It's in theaters now, and a lot of people really love it. People that are into that genre and everything, but you know, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a solid horror flick, though.
Okay, Casey.
I did see Venmo. I saw it on Sunday night. Saw Venom with... Brought my kids.
How old are they?
9, 11, 12.
So they had fake IDs?
It's PG-13, so...
Which means the adult gets to go, I'm bringing these kids in whether they fucking like it or not.
They love that shit.
They thought it was a good movie?
Yeah, I mean, they did.
You didn't like it as much?
No, it doesn't take much to please me when it comes to superhero movies, so it was fine. Scattered. At one point, they make reference to Kryptonite, which is what I thought was weird for a Marvel movie, right? You saw that. I was like, what the fuck? Okay, but listen, Venom beats people up, he bites people's heads off, and like he swings on shit, so that's all I needed.
All right. I'm gonna need a little bit more. But if that's enough for you.
Is that enough for you? Did you see it?
Super happy.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Why not?
Because I will.
Okay.
What's the fucking rush?
Can I make a recommendation to you?
Oh, I love this.
The show Mr. In-Between on FX.
Oh, we're talking TV now?
No, it's the same thing. TV's almost like the same.
TV's better.
Yeah.
Lately. And it makes me sad. But, I mean, indie films are still great, and some of the blockbusters are good, but you know what I mean? It's movies are, most of them are made by corporations to just sell.
Formulaic. You can pretty much figure it out. Especially if you've seen the trailer, you can sort of piece things together.
Oh, you sure can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. In Between.
But it's Mr. In Between's a new show. It's about a violent, where is he from? England or something?
No, Australia.
Okay.
Aussie.
I said or something.
Or something.
And, apologies to my Australian friends.
But he's got a dog and a kid, so he's not all bad.
No, he seems like a sweetheart who butts people in the heads and makes them fall off of balconies.
Yes.
I've seen the preview.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you reckon, how many, is one of the shows people can binge? Is there a bunch
No,
of
but you're 5 episodes in now, so at least you can, you know, get a couple hours out of it.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Write that down.
Got it.
I just realized you were talking about Venom. I thought you said we're saying Venmo the whole time. My brain is not working right tonight. Maybe. I don't know.
I said
said it earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a joke that what if I thought that movie was about Venmo this whole time? That's what it's.
Oh my gosh. Melissa, can I get another Tito's and soda, please?
Can I get a Moscow Mule?
I'll let you have the mic back.
They make good mules here. Is anybody drinking a mule?
Hell yeah, Team Mule.
I heard they're good. I heard they're good. They're delicious. We've got confirmation.
Yeah, we're starting to get audience confirmation.
Oh, okay.
Everything at Helium's delicious. You can even eat the dishes.
Who did you order that from? Amber? Amber, can I get a microphone? Just one more. No ice.
I like that was like almost a joke. It was like...
Almost.
Like, why would you order a mic and then...
And why do you need to alert Amber about the situation? That seems silly.
Yeah, why start an Amber alert, you know? It seems like inappropriate.
Isn't that the... What? Cotton.
Do you want me to get that for you?
Maybe that's what happened to all these mics. The performers all got frustrated.
But the one I threw down is still working.
That's what makes them work.
The one they were gently holding.
Should we throw these down and see if that makes them work?
I'm just saying, tough love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that one's ever coming back. You'd see somebody scurrying around if something was being done about it.
Right.
Yeah. They're like standing in the back going, great idea, 3 mics, Doug.
What is this, a Neil Brennan special? Damn. That was only for 5 of you, and I'm fine with that. That's all right. Those are the comedy nerds.
You're killing little bits at a time.
That's how I like to do it.
Yeah, man.
That's how I like to do it.
That's awesome.
I'm like a sniper.
Just making your way around the room.
I pick a person in the crowd. I go, I'm going to make them laugh in 3 minutes.
He'll get to you. He'll get to you. Be patient,
I'll
guys.
I'll make a reference that you'll understand.
They come up to you after the show. You were great tonight with that one joke. That one I liked. It was the highlight of my night. I felt special. Then I looked around and realized, no, I'm dumb. No one else liked it. All right. Well, that was fun, you guys, but we got to get serious.
All right.
Yeah. Turn it off, Bert.
Let the games begin!
We got so many great name tags, it's exhausting to even think about it. People are already yelling.
Oh, I need the light.
Thank you. Let's go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
Yes, queen.
Hey, there's no sponsor this app, so I just want to take a second to say if you're in the Vegas area on Saturday afternoon, November 3rd, come to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel for Doug Loves Movies at 4:20. It's going to be an amazing show, and I want to bring the show to Vegas more often, so please come see the show on Vegas, and don't forget to always bet on green, the zeros.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
To the show. All right, we're back. Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. So many great name tags to choose from, but what do you got, Tom?
I took. I don't know the person's name. It's The Secret Life of Walter Gritty. Yeah! Because I'm in love with Gritty. I'm a Gritty fan. I'm a Flyers fan just because of Gritty. Gritty,
gritty, gritty, gritty, gritty, gritty, gritty.
It's like when they created that mascot.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like they were sitting around going, you know what?
What if Justin Turner was a mascot?
Mascots all around this country have been lovable for too long.
Dude.
Let's fucking scare some children.
Yeah.
No, my favorite thing, on Gritty's Instagram account, I love Gritty. He posts a picture, and then this person wrote on it, "You're ugly as fuck." You're going to hurt Gritty's feelings? I don't think so, buddy.
Well, I mean, they knocked it out of the park with the Fanatic, you know? You can only go down from there.
True.
And they did.
You mean... I never thought about that. That Gritty is the sequel to the Fanatic.
Yeah, man, that's the sophomore slump.
And it makes sense because it's a gritty. It's grittier than the Fanatic.
You don't like Gritty?
You're not no, a gritty he's boy? Like a homeless Muppet.
Yeah.
What's bad? I don't understand.
He's scary. He is a little scary.
I think he's cute.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with him.
Okay. We'll debate. Thank he's misunderstood, you. Someone said. He's quiet, right? He never speaks. Because this is what he would sound like if he did.
He squeaks.
He squeaks?
He squeaks? Yeah, he's got
a
little squeaky.
Oh, no. Now I hate him even more.
Of course, smoke has ears.
Oh, and he blows smoke out of his ears. Now I'm back on board. But here's what he sounds like when he talks. Hey, Doug. Exactly, you got the reference. All right, who are you playing for there, Trey?
I took the Mikey Ducks. Because he put me on the poster, but he made me the kid with the fucking handicap helmet.
I mean, the way they fit on some of my other guests, they all look like handicap helmets.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. But mine, you could definitely tell. It's like that right angle where that's clearly a special needs thing.
All right.
Yeah.
But he taped some candy to it.
Yeah, he did.
You do
so
like candy,
I do.
Don't you, Trey?
Yeah.
Enjoy that candy, buddy.
Not as much as Tito's and soda, which I haven't. Did I?
Why didn't you get the Eric Weiss?
Huh?
Look at that. It's covered in Tito's.
And soda.
And soda.
And the federal donuts. Wait, the federal donuts, that's not a name tag, right? That's just a gift to the show? Yeah.
What do we got in there? Oh, they're all the same?
Oh, the powdered cinnamony ones and what? You never know what they're going to be.
What are they called?
Do you remember which flavors they are? Oh, magical. That's what I call them. Oh, this is going to be...
I didn't put it right there like you requested, but good catch. Oh!
Hell yeah!
No?
Don't take out a light, you guys. Although it might make it cooler on stage. Oh!
What? Was that not supposed to go there?
All right, listen. Dear listeners, I got to just do a quick shout out to the listeners. If you're coming to a Doug Loves Movies, please bring donuts that are like the least messy donuts you can find. The least, you know, they're always so fancy, and I always get so much shit on my fingers just from touching them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of that letter.
I feel like I was at a diabetic strip club. I've got like this weird powdery glitter on me.
All right.
Ooh, on the lips.
Casey, what do you got?
I got Lock, Stock, and Drew Smoking Barrels. There is a Preston and Steve on here. Preston is the entrepreneur.
Oh,
Steve
wow.
is the hustler.
There's Doogie.
Doogie's on there.
Doogie's on there. And it's got my least favorite candy on there, Whoppers. But you totally redeemed yourself with the Kit Kats. So we're in good shape here.
Come on, Casey. What's wrong with Whoppers besides every 10th one that's fucking weird? It's just outer Whopper that just caves. And you're just like, is this a goddamn goober or a raisinette?
Right?
The gritty of candy.
But
I like it.
You know what I did notice here with the Tito's? What is that? I don't know. Is that vodka or tequila? I have no idea. What is it?
That's vodka.
It's vodka. You could totally drink for free now. You know,
oh,
like,
yeah.
So listeners those, that's dog. Listening, just put together a shitty name tag that's got all your beverages on it. And you don't... Is that a bad idea?
Listen, Casey. First of all, I don't pick the name tags. And people put vodka on it. I mean, Trey likes his Tito's.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of my guests aren't going to pick it for the vodka because I'm the one that likes the vodka. And they're not here to get me booze.
Right.
And then I'm also performing in a comedy club like the great helium clubs around this country. Give me as many drinks as I want for free.
Right. Yep.
So I don't want people to spend their money on that. I want them them to tape actual money to the sign and then hand it to me.
I'm not talking about you drinking for free. I'm talking about this kid, Eric.
Well, he obviously bought those.
Yeah.
They weren't free. And then on top of that, it's generally frowned upon to just start mixing your own drinks at your table in a nightclub.
No one has to know.
Well, you're pointing out that he could do it.
No one has
You're using
to
one
know.
Of our only you're mics using... to tell the entire world.
Just saying for the next one. For the next, not this one. Anybody listening, for the
All
next
right,
one.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. If I had noticed that there was booze in those, I would have taken that. I definitely thought they were empty.
Yeah, but you love gritty.
I do love gritty. I love gritty more than I love booze. That's why I scream in the mirror every morning. You don't need it today. You have gritty.
You have gritty's face on your mirror, so when you stand, your head is gritty's
head. I'm
like,
that's what I look like when I drink. That's how I feel when I'm hungover. It's gritty.
My hands are still covered in donut shit.
Yeah.
Those donuts shed on me.
Not to sound racist or anything like that, but Tito sounds like...
Whoa.
Great start.
Whoever great start follows up not to sound racist with something that doesn't sound racist.
But doesn't it sound like it would be a tequila? To me, that's surprising.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're just saying Tito sounds like a Mexican name or Spanish name. I get it.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
You could just say it next time.
I'll just say it next time. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a preamble.
You don't have to, yeah.
No.
Have, just get,
no.
Just get punched right in.
It's like going to school. Thank you.
But Tito's is handmade vodka from Austin,
so
Texas.
So good.
And the gentleman who owns the company, his name is Tito.
His name is Tito.
Beverage.
His last name's Beverage?
Yes.
Stop it.
All right, it's my show, but thanks, everybody.
I'm like super gullible, so
I think
that is his name. That is his name.
It really is.
Tito Beverage?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not spelled like B-E-V-A, like beverage.
Spelled like how you don't spell beverage.
It's Bravage, but he got fancier with it.
Somebody pass me some wet wipes, and they're so hard to open up when your fingers are covered in shit you want to remove with the fucking wet wipe. No, I'm good. Oh, now that it's out, I'm going to use it on the mic too. I don't know where these dents were made. Somebody doing an aggressive blowjob bit.
Everybody's pulling out wet wipes now.
These?
No, he got to pull these out of his federal donut bag.
Nice.
You, sir, where'd you pull your? Oh, I see. Came from some ladies behind.
Where do you get your wipes? Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Where do you get your wipes?
Yeah, make sure that's the right kind of wipe, Doug.
We might as well play some games. We're here.
I just wanted Tito's and soda.
Oh, shit, I think I'm drinking yours.
I knew they brought one.
Oh, you use straw. All right, we're cool.
Yeah, she brought it to me, and I just started drinking it because I thought they're great staff here, and the ice is all melted in my first one. So I thought it was just like, here's a replacement, Doug.
Hold on, Trey. Don't you guys smoke after each other all the time? Why are you so scared of the straw? It's the same thing.
No, because there's heat involved when you're smoking a joint, and so it sterilizes the end of the joint every time.
Plus, I'll just, hit a joint, but I'll, like, lick the shit out of a straw.
Yeah, you're like, if this is going to kill a turtle, I'm going to make it worth it.
All right, we're good.
First, we're going to play Doug Loves Musicals. I love musicals. Saw one today. There's a theater company here in town called the Arden Theater. And I saw Once, and I wish I could see it twice. Yeah, it was terrific. It's only open for another week or so, but check it out if you can.
From the movie once?
Hmm?
From the movie once in a musical?
Yeah, first it was a movie, then they made a Broadway musical, and now this is like a standalone production of it, and they do a really good job. All the actors on stage play instruments. You know, so there's no orchestra. The actors do all the playing of the stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really... I like the movie. I like the movie it was based on. I like the Broadway show. I like their version of it. Great job, everybody involved in once. Yeah.
Philly dog. Was that too aggressive? All right. I was listening to Vinnie Paz earlier, sorry.
So I'm going to list these songs in a musical that is not once, a movie musical, a movie with music in it. And you guys guess as often as you like. First person to get it right wins. Just between the fellas on stage, no audience guesses, please.
I'm not going to need a mic for this one.
How are you feeling, Tom?
Tom hates musicals.
This is all me, man. I just went to Broadway on Saturday. Went to Ellen's Stardust Diner afterwards.
Oh, was it good?
It was awesome.
I gotta go.
Oh, it was so good. The hour and a half wait to get in was even fucking better.
See, now that sounds bad to me.
What show did you see, Casey?
Saw Dear Evan Hansen.
Was it the original cast?
No.
Yeah, because they'd have to change that cast. The first guy wore it for so many months. Come on.
Ben Platt was the original one, right?
Yeah.
And so we didn't even get... We got the understudy because we went to a matinee.
Oh, did you get Ben Platt?
Yeah.
You saw the one show?
I saw the one show.
Okay, good job. How often do you go see musicals?
Not as much as I'd like, but now that my kids are involved in music theater, we'll go more often. My daughter, my 12-year-old, went and saw Hamilton up there, and I still haven't even seen it yet.
Wow. Yeah.
I know. So, all right, I'm not going to get into the story. Never mind. That inner dialogue was like, this is not interesting to anybody. It's really not even interesting to me.
I can't believe you weren't distracted by that inner dialogue and just dropped it all together. Oh, shit, Doug. I got to hear my inner dialogue. Talk to the other guys for a second. All right, here we go. Songs from a movie with music in it.
Annie.
Grease.
Okay, I like pre-guesses, but those are both wrong. Okay. This movie has a song in it called "Maybe It's Time."
High School Musical.
Maybe it's time for high school.
Title.
It's time for high school, you guys. The next song, does feel still kind of High School Musical. The next song is called "Alibi."
West Side Story?
No.
Nope.
Always remember us this way.
La La Land.
No. Look what I found.
South Park. Bigger, I mean, longer, that's probably, and uncut.
That's probably not the right way to read it. Look what I found. No, it's a song called "Look What I Found." I'm guessing it's love. Oh, here's a great song title. Is That All Right?
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's a song called Is That All Right? And then Before I Cry.
It sounds like 50 Shades or...
Yeah, Sex, the musical.
Hashtag me too.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Huh?
Did you guys guess something? I was listening to my own thoughts.
What did they say?
They were like, these guys are not good at this game.
Is this like a current thing? Can I ask for hints?
No, you can't have hints.
Well, we're all getting them at the same time.
All right. That's true. A few more songs, and then I'll give you a clue. There's a song called Heal Me.
Lion King.
No. I just can't wait to be healed.
The English Patient.
There's a song called Digging My Grave. Digging My Grave. There's another song called
Coco?
Music. Music to My Eyes. What? Check this one out. There's a song called Hair, Body, Face.
Hairspray.
It's the sequel to Eat, Pray, Love.
Is this like the, is this the miracle worker? Is this like the Helen Keller story? Or?
Don't be racist. Another title.
The Alice in Wonderland?
Someone in this movie sings a song called La Vie en Rose.
What is it?
Chicago?
Nope. And you're on to something, Casey. This movie...
I'm not.
This movie is in theaters now.
No, oh, Jesus Christ.
Opened last Friday.
No.
Against
a
Venom.
A Star is Born?
A Star is Born is correct.
Yeah! No. You know what you had to do.
I had a feeling that nobody on the panel would recognize songs from that movie. Have you seen it?
I want to see it.
No.
You didn't see it?
Okay. No.
It looks great.
I loved it.
Shallow. Is that how that song goes?
What's the song that they do in the, for the trailer? What's that song called?
It's so good. It's called Shallow.
That's called Shallow?
Yeah.
Shallow.
Lady Gaga hit. It's so good.
Yeah, I didn't write that one down. There's a shit ton of songs.
Tell
in that
me
movie.
Something, girl.
But hair, body, face is not a bad clue because Lady Gaga in the movie is very concerned about those things. Not her body so much. She never says, I have a bad body, but she doesn't like her own face.
I mean, does she come to love herself in the end?
Don't spoil it.
Well, I mean, you Don't would too it. If you became a star right after being born. I mean, talk about a spoiler title.
That would be great if the movie is just her being birthed.
But if you've seen it, the La Vie en Rose, I did that one last because that's pretty memorable. That's like the first song she sings in the movie, and Bradley Cooper looks at her and goes, I think you're beautiful. Oh, God. I got to apologize to Helium because this three microphone thing was a great idea. I get interrupted less. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
Wow, all right. All right.
Yeah, that's where we're at. We ran out of time for, I was going to play a game called Cooper Duper. Yeah, where you had to guess if a movie had Bradley Cooper or Gary Cooper. Oh.
And you went with the musical game? That one sounds, we would have done way better at that.
All right, let's play it. So Tom's going to go first. I'm going to say a movie title. You tell me if it's got Bradley Cooper in it or Gary Cooper in it or neither.
Okay.
I couldn't find any boths. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but Gary Cooper died of Lou Gehrig's disease. No, wait, he played Lou Gehrig in that movie. But he did die. Gary Cooper is dead. Okay, so Bradley, Gary, or neither. If Tom gets it wrong, Trey gets a chance. If Trey gets it wrong, you know, if two people got it wrong, there's only one choice left.
Yes.
Guess who on this show has failed at remembering what the first two guesses were, so he guessed one of those over again.
Bradley?
So I got a guess?
Yeah, who do you think if of all the people sitting next to you, who do you think?
Like they got to be on the stage?
No, they got to be right next to you on your weaker arm side. I assume you jerk off with your right arm.
I do.
Yeah, watch on the left, jerk off on the right.
I don't know.
Wait, what's on the left?
Watch on the left, jerk off on the
right. Oh, yeah, you should keep track of the time during that. You're right.
I don't know. Yep. I give up.
Trey!
Annie.
Okay, so we'll start with Tom. Tom, which one of those fellas, or neither, was in a movie called My Little Eye?
Ooh, I'm going to say Gary.
You're going to be wrong.
Damn.
Trey, who was in My Little Eye, Bradley Cooper or neither?
Neither.
Wrong. Casey boy.
Fuck. I'm going to go with Bradley.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Well done.
I almost forgot what Tom said.
That's what happens.
It happens.
You got to pay attention. All right, Tom. Back to you again.
Oh, all right.
Bradley, Gary, or neither. The film is called Bending All the Rules.
I'm going to say Gary again.
That is incorrect.
Well.
Trey.
Neither.
Incorrect.
I'm fucking great at this game. I'm going to go with Bradley.
Yes. All right. Very good. All right, Tom.
Yes.
Who was in Bradley, Gary, or neither? The Shootist.
I'm going to say Gary, Doug.
Incorrect. Trey. Come on, Trey. You got this, Trey.
I'm going to say neither, Doug.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Next time you're on with Jeff, the audience is just going to chant, trait, trait, trait. All right, Casey, it's on you.
Okay.
Gary, Bradley, or neither. The might. I almost said the Mighty Ducks. The Midnight Meat Train. What do you think, Casey?
Bradley Cooper.
That is right.
Damn.
Okay, we're back to Tom.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Gary's due at this point. God damn. Don't change the movie on me, Doug.
Oh, I dare you.
Bradley, Gary, or neither. Blowing Wind.
Gary.
That's correct.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I love
Tom,
you, Gritty.
Tom, 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 Tom.
Trey gets to start. The movie's called Older Than America.
I'm going neither, Doug.
Incorrect. Casey.
Gary.
Nope.
Ah.
Take it, Tom.
Bradley.
Yeah.
Stop. It's sad when you have to start it yourself, but I still appreciate it.
Okay, Trey, we got to go fast. There's 17 left.
Yep.
Yeah, like they were sneaking this one in. It's only 2 more hours.
Trey, the movie's called Serena.
Serena?
Serena.
Bradley.
That's right. Yeah. Trey? I mean, sorry, Casey?
Yes.
Well timed.
Bradley, Gary, or neither. Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, Jesus. Bradley.
No. Chom?
I'm going to say neither.
No. Trey? Do you remember what's been said?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, who is it?
Gary.
Gary Cooper. He played a white knight in the 1933 version of Alice in Wonderland. And Trey and Casey are tied with 3 apiece.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Tom, KT. Sit this one out. Ladies, all right. Take a breather. It's between Trey and Casey, whoever says the right one first. Bradley, okay. Gary, or neither. So I guess you could each just yell all 3 quickly.
Oh, well, that's what was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Neither Bradley, Gary.
Well, we got to wait till I say
Bradley, Gary, neither.
Oh, okay.
You have to wait, too. Have to wait.
Okay.
Same rules for both of you guys.
Right. What do we have to wait for?
Huh?
What?
All right.
Bradley, Gary, neither. Bradley, Gary, neither.
The movie's called Baby, Baby, Baby.
Neither.
Bradley, Gary.
Hey, Bradley's right. Bradley's right. Casey.
Casey.
Sunshine Band. Sunshine Band. Sunshine Band. All right. So let's see how we're doing on time. Now we're going to play Last Man Stanton. Apologies to Helium for us going a little long. Okay. We've got the go ahead from
a random lady.
Romina says it's okay. She really pulls the strings here at Helium from the front row. All right, we're going to play Last Man Standing, and I need a name, a suggestion of an actor or actress. And Casey, this is a game where we all take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you can go to your lifeline once, and your lifeline is your person you're playing for.
What is your name?
It's on his name tag.
Oh, Andrew, you're right. Okay. You're right. I'm an asshole.
Okay. And then Trey's playing for Mikey, and of course, Tom's playing for Gritty.
Right.
I wish that a bus ticket was included in the prize bag to send Gritty out of town. I mean, if you guys like him, then I will try to grow to love him.
Gritty. All right.
I mean, we're sure it's a dude? We're sure Gritty's a man? Okay,
not very woke, Doug.
What?
Gritty,
no, I'm the one that's woke because I'm suggesting that could be a nice lady.
Does it matter though?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Where is a person with a Twitter name Blowtaki? Where are you? Hey, dude. Oh, you caught a donut earlier. Confirmed. And you you mentioned in your tweet to me that you're visiting from Canada?
I am.
All right. Yeah. I'm sure people here would rather a local got a chance, but that's cool. No, I'm just joking around. I like that you mentioned you're from Canada because I have a question for you. Today is October 10th. Are you going to be back home by October 17th?
I go back tomorrow.
You're going back tomorrow? So you'll have 6 days to prepare for legal weed?
Yeah.
And on the 17th, are you going to tear it up?
Well, we can only get flour.
You can only get flour? So what are you going to do with that? open a flour shop? No, but I mean, yeah, you'll smoke, right? Well, are you saying you're more of an edibles guy or something?
Yeah.
Okay. When's that going to kick in? Ever?
Probably eventually.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird the way they're like, but no edibles. Like,
I mean,
well, how do you fucking know we're even doing edibles? Why are you trying to regulate something you can't even smell?
Can't you just turn your flowers into edibles?
We can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless we're allowed to do that.
Oh, we're allowed to do that. Do you have a microphone?
That's nice of them.
We could really use one. If you don't mind passing it up here.
They told us we're allowed to cook with it.
Well, congratulations to you and all your Canadian friends. You have friends?
I do.
Okay. But they all sit around like this. All right, that was just for the people here. So, what's your actual name, Blotaki?
Brian.
Brian. Okay, Brian, what's your suggestion for Last Man Standing?
Will Smith.
Woo! Holy shit.
We're in Philadelphia. That makes sense.
Apologies to the other few people that mentioned they have a great name for Last Man Standing. We have a winner. Because Will Smith is going to take a minute. Who's headlining here tomorrow night? You might want to tell them that they're going to go on a little late.
Gary Goldman.
Gary Goldman walks in tomorrow afternoon and we're up here naming Will Smith movies.
Just looking haggard.
Sorry, dude. We got to play through.
Yeah.
We got to finish this thing. All right, so...
we're down to one mic, damn it. We have to finish.
He's going to be like, hurry, I need at least one. I need the one mic, please.
If you're lucky.
Don't destroy it. Okay, so... Casey gets to go first, then Trey, then Tom. Like I said, I like to play along, so don't jump the gun when it comes around, because I'll have one, probably. That probably last a while in this. What do you got, Casey?
Men in Black.
Of course. Great start.
I, Robot.
Okay.
Men in Black 2.
Yeah, that's where I would have gone.
Men in Black
3. Hey, I told you to hold up.
Hey!
Trey, don't give him a mic so fast. I'm going to say Men in Black 3. Just thought of that when I heard it. Casey?
Bad Boys?
Yes.
Bad Boys 2.
Yes.
Independence Day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ooh, what was that one? Hitch.
Mm-hmm. 7 pounds.
Do you know why they haven't made Hitch 2?
No.
Because people think you're sneezing when you say it.
Wow.
Hitch 2.
That's great.
Eric Estrada from Chips.
Wait, what did you say? Did you say it?
I just said that's great.
I haven't said a movie
okay.
yet.
Okay. Oh, you said 7 pounds. Okay. Great one. Now it's Trey's turn.
Oh.
It's Will Smith, man.
Yeah, I know, man, but
I'm so bad with time. I'm going to use Mikey right now.
Okay, Mikey, what do you got for him?
I'm Legend.
All right.
That was one of the ones I couldn't remember the name of, obviously, because I just went to you for help. All right.
Oh, enemy of the state. Yeah.
Do you know why he did I, Robot, and I, Legend?
Oh, no.
Because he wants to have just one eye. Okay,
wait,
so...
Do they make Will Smith... popsicles? How are you writing these jokes? Doug's mouth
Wait,
is
what
so
did you,
blue.
You said I am Legend, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I changed to I, Legend. I'm glad he had a partner in Men in Black because it would have been called I Am Black. Okay. All right, let's breathe. Tom, is it your turn?
What'd you say?
Wait, he said I Am Legend.
And then just you said, and then no.
I said enemy of the state.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you did.
I think he's buying time over here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say. Oh, there's a movie where Whoopi Goldberg fucks a white guy.
No.
Yeah, but Will Smith's still her kid. You're looking at me like I should say the name. We all know what it's called. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a real thing, but I just can't think of the title, so I'm going to say Hancock.
I'm saving that one. Right. God damn it. I didn't think anybody would remember Hancock.
Oh, I remember it every day when I touch myself. Or when I sign things. Casey?
Ali.
Yeah! Oscar nominated for that one. Trey?
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. Wiki Wild! Wiki Wild! Wiki Wild!
What? Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh!
I was hanging
Did you know the working
one.
Title for Wild Wild West was Black Black West? Wait, what did you say, Tom?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh,
spelled
yes.
Stupid.
How do you spell it?
Let's see.
P-U-R.
B-V-A-R-A-G.
I got to thank Casey for helping me think of this next one. 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You made me forget what I was going to say.
Oh. It hurts in this game because you need to say it.
Concussion.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Trey.
But
fuck.
Oh, I thought of that other one, by the way.
Wild Wild West 2?
No. Only in our dreams. Nice try, Trey.
Yeah, I'm
Thanks
out.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah. Right,
wait, did you not use your lifeline, though?
Oh,
were you using
did,
those?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I'm going to use mine right now. Gritty, what do you got for me? I think it's just called Collateral Beauty. Is that what you said? All right, Collateral Beauty.
That's right.
All right, good call. Hell yeah. I got mixed up with Collateral. Good call. Hell yeah.
It's about a guy who starts getting letters from, like, hope and love. It turns out they're written by Obama. what's it called again? Oh, collateral damage. Okay.
Well, beauty.
Beauty.
The one I was talking about with Whoopi Goldberg is called Made in America.
Ah, he's in that as a kid?
Mm.
Weird.
Yeah, it's one of his first movies.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Casey.
Does his jizz count? Like, so can I go with his kids? No?
Is that what you... Wait, is that what you call
technically,
kids?
Jaden Smith is part of Will Smith, but I'm going to go with Suicide Squad.
Okay.
All right.
Andrew, I'm leaning on you this next time around, buddy.
I got another one.
Okay.
Shark Tale.
Yes. Will Smith played the devil himself in. The Winter's Tale?
That's it.
Yeah! Yeah.
I fact checker.
That's it.
Would you say Winter's Tale?
Mm hmm.
Never heard of it.
He plays the devil in it.
Cool. It's cool.
They didn't promote that enough.
Andrew.
After
Earth.
Wait, didn't you go to him already?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the one he's in.
I thought you did. Yeah,
yep.
That's the...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Quit digging. You've hit jizz.
That's a little gnarly.
It is gnarly.
Yeah.
Tom... Come on, Tom. Was that your lifeline begging you to know an answer?
No, that's just a nice person. Shit.
What was that one where he was like really confident?
Is that not Hitch?
He was a smooth talker. Remember that one?
Damn it. Shh. Fuck. We already said Bad Boys 2, correct?
Wait,
yes.
Wait. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Verified.
Woo!
And Bad Boys 3 is just in development. Doesn't count.
Ali. shit. There's an enemy of the state. I'm just going to throw out a guess. I got to do that now. I'm sorry, guys. Ocean's 13, was he in there? There's a lot of people in it, at least 13. I think I put up a gritty effort, and I'm proud of myself. You know, I'm happy with this one. What is left? I'm out. Yeah, I fucked up. Damn.
Do you have another one, Casey?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means I have to come up with one, and then you can say yours. I'm gonna go with. Would you like me to spell it? What's whisper into your microphone, the one that you have? What is it? What is it? Is it the one where he was a con man? With Margot Robbie?
And Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman.
Oh, that was Enemy of the State.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, what's your answer?
It's that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know. But you have to figure it out first.
Yeah, what's it called?
Focus.
God damn it. I was trying to focus.
Yes.
I lost it. What other ones did we miss? Fucking Legend of Bagger Vance. Legend
I said
of
Bagger Ali.
Vance. I even said Ali a second time.
What Anchorman 2. The legend continues.
Bagger
Legend
Vance.
Of Bagger Vance. Yes. Getting baggy with it.
Bright. Does that count?
Wait, okay.
It was feature length.
So we got Bagger Vance. What else did we forget?
Bright.
I didn't know.
Somebody yelled some shit over here I couldn't hear. What was it?
We said seven pounds.
Independence Day Resurgence.
He was not in that.
He wasn't in it.
Is there a picture
his
of
son
him? There's
was
a picture of him.
Does that count?
I think so.
That counts?
I think there was
we
a picture.
Did
he
get credit
a for
lot,
that?
I feel like.
I think so.
Damn.
Was he in Anchorman 2? For real?
Yeah. Yeah, we said they said that. The legend continues.
Wait, no. So yeah, it continues, right? Or rides again? I can't remember.
The legend, yeah. Yeah, legend the legend continues. Rides again. Yeah. That's right.
Shut up. Ain't nobody got time for that.
We're not fucking with TV, man. But I think we did a pretty good job, but Casey Boy is our winner.
Casey, 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 Casey.
What's your dude's name again?
Andrew.
Andrew, come get all your prizes, Andrew.
Lock, stock, Andrew smoking barrels.
Yeah, good job.
I do get to keep this candy though, right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, tear the candy off of it. Keep it.
Do I get to keep everybody's candy?
Oh, okay. And then Tom, pass your name tag down.
Yeah.
And real quick, Tom, give us some plugs. What do you got coming up?
All right, this very weekend, Friday and Saturday, I will be in D.C. at the Big Hunt headlining some shows. So come out there. It's a good time. Check out You Up with Nikki Glaser Monday through Thursday, SiriusXM Comedy Central. And check out my podcast, Stand By Your Band, where we have comics defend music that people make fun of. It's a good time. Thanks so much, guys. This was so fun. I had a great time.
Where's your guy? Why isn't he coming to get his prizes? Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just pass it all
Brittany.
To that guy.
Thank you.
Go Delco.
Go Delco!
He should, they should have a second mascot that's his cousin. And that person's name is Nitty. What do you got to plug, Trey?
October 20th at the Summit Lounge in Worcester, Mass. It's a cannabis club.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then the 21st at Empire in Portland, Maine. Not Oregon, Maine. The Maine one.
You don't think Portland, Maine said it?
You had to add?
Well, no, because I'm... You
know, confusion
for
to the
people mix. Like me that would have just heard Portland and then tuned it out.
Right, they'd be like, we are the Maine Portland.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to say. No, yeah. The state of Maine, you idiots. And I'm
no,
calling you idiots,
call
like
idiots.
I'm an idiot, okay. So we're all in this all right. together.
Okay.
Saved that. Oh, and then I recorded my album here at Creep Records last month. Yeah, a couple of Doug Loves Movies showed up. So thank you if you're here today for coming to that. And that's going to be coming out in November. I'm going to get that done before 12 guest time rolls around.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah, look for stuff on my website. I got some shows in December back around Texas and Tennessee and stuff. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. TreyGallion.com.
I mean, am I giving away too much to say you're going to do some shows with Jeff Tate?
Oh, we are going to do at least one in Knoxville with Jeff Tate at some point. So, and then maybe a couple others. But Knoxville, we're for sure doing probably right before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trade. Wow.
Guy was doing
the same thing I've ever seen. Guy was doing the trade chant.
Trade. Hey. Oh, he's going to love that. Love you, Jeff.
Hell love, yeah. Love versus trait. Casey Boy.
All right, listen to the Preston Steve Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10:30-ish a.m. 93.3 on your FM dial in Philadelphia, online at PrestonandSteve.com, and I'd like to give a big push to our annual Camp Out for Hunger food drive. We start at the Monday after Thanksgiving. It is the largest single site food drive in the country, maybe the world, raising over 1.5 million pounds of food, and all goes to Phil Abundance. So you guys, if you check us out online at PrestonSteve.com, there is a way for you. So if you're listening in Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon, or California, or wherever, there are ways that you can donate. If you just keep going to PrestonSteve.com over the next few weeks, there will be a way for you to donate.
Love it. One more time for all of these great men, Tom Takkar, Trey Gallion, Casey Boy from Preston and Steve. Thank you. No more chanting. Thank you to the... I'm trying to wrap it up. Hey, just for fun, one more time. Mic still doesn't work. We'll get that fixed for Gary Gulman because these other three mics are going with me. Come back and see him this weekend. He's very funny. And thank you to Helium. It's always a gas. Always have a very fun time here. Everybody's super nice. And as always... These are both, I could both equally get a rise out of you guys. But we'll see which one you like better. This one happened to someone close to me this very day. People who don't say thank you when you hold the door for them are a shithead. And the New York Giants are a shithead.